Well, it is something which is still being worked on because there needs to be logistical arrangements put in place. And that's the issue that's there. And, of course, that needs to be coordinated carefully with the government and with the opposition. So we are trying to make it possible. And I can't say specifically exactly what time they're going to be arriving. And it's not something which is going to happen imminently, so maybe today may not be possible to respect, but we'll see about the weekend and how possible it is to do things, because, you know, even the suggestion that the airport could be opened is possible, so we're working on it.
Now, tell us, how could you describe the progress GEMEX has made so far in supporting the implementation of the peace agreement?
Well, I think I'll leave the chairperson to speak to that directly. But, of course, we've had the first meeting on the 27th of November of the GEMEX, not necessarily a full meeting, but a meeting nonetheless. And the chairperson outlined a number of issues and challenges that are ahead. And, of course, we know that these things are important and they are difficult to do. And I think that the challenge is that the longer it takes to implement the agreement, the more there is a challenge to implement some of the substance. And, you know, this is ultimately going to be affecting people because it means that the population who is directly affected by the conflict is still does not see necessarily the relief that is required, is not necessarily able to return home, is not necessarily able to live in conditions of security. All of these things are directly linked. The delay in the formation of the transitional government is obviously of concern to us as well. So, you know, we are very keen and we are very cognizant of the need to accelerate implementation, to move the process forward. The chairperson has expressed that very clearly, and he will continue to push for that. We hope that we can move forward the agreement in a very near future.
You did mention that the agreement is behind schedule, but yes. Can you just tell us how does the calendar for the implementation look like for now? I mean, what is being done, when, and by who?
Well, this is why we're trying to make the agreement real. You mentioned in your opening some of the institutions, and by Wednesday the 23rd, this is hopefully going to take place. Obviously, we're cognizant of the time of year that it is, but these committees and commissions are quite important. So you mentioned the JMCC, the Joint Military Ceasefire Command. This is the institution which is supposed to coordinate the relationships between the parties, between the government and the SPLM and opposition, in terms of direct ceasefire and coordination matters. It's a very small institution. It's just a few people, mostly the deputy chiefs of staff of the two sides, where they coordinate their activities. So we're hoping that as soon as the IO returns, that meeting can be convened. Similarly, CTSAM, the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangement Monitoring Mechanism, which has a responsibility for monitoring the oversight of the permanent ceasefire, is also something which requires the participation of both sides, so that if there are violations or alleged violations of the permanent ceasefire, they can be investigated and documented. And we're hoping also that that meeting can occur very soon. Of course, the monitoring teams are still already deployed in South Sudan, but what they need is further participation on the part of the parties at a senior level. So yeah, these are the things that we're hoping that will be possible to achieve in the very near future once the IO returns. The Constitutional Amendment Committee, the NCAC, is also necessary to enact the various amendments, or at least draft the various amendments that will be needed to operationalize the agreement constitutionally. You know, that requires also a process, and then it goes to the Assembly and the Parliament and the President and so on, the way that it is supposed to. So these things all need to occur in order to move the agreement forward, and we're hopeful that they can occur within the coming days and weeks.